11 ships are expected to lay up, down from the average of 13 that usually spend the winter in the Twin Ports. Duluth Seaway Port Authority Facilities Manager Jim Sherrow says the Edward L. Ryerson was the first ship to lay up in the Twin Ports when it arrived at the beginning of November.
The Lakers are, in general, having a little bit earlier layup because of the economy. That's what brought these vessels in that are in already, and some, however, will stay out to the end of shipping with the closure of the locks at the Sioux on the 15th of January.
The ships will be serviced by Fraser Shipyards in Superior. Fraser General Manager Gene Walrus says there is a bright side to some ships laying up early.
You're not as sensitive to delays. Weather delays us. Various things happen. If you have to order pieces and the delivery is bad, things like that. So if you've got more time, it's a little bit easier.
Yet Walrus expects their operations will be hurt by decreased shipping traffic.
There's some of them that won't do any work. We will probably have less people here this winter and less work to do. They're not going to spend money on ships they don't know if it's when they're going to run or if they're going to run.
Sherrow expects the 2009 shipping season will experience significant decreases in the iron ore trade.
The other business lines and commodities, we don't have any strong indications on where they will go, and we're hoping that they stay strong.
Sherrow says some shipping companies will be laying up a little bit early, just after the first of the year. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.